For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. You know what I do? I sit here and I picture you're in your car, or maybe at your kitchen sink, or you're at your office, and that's some of the information I get back from people. Oh, I was at my desk, Anna, and I heard you on the radio. Or, you know, I was in my car going to carpool, and I heard you on the radio. And then you might ask a question, and I don't know, I just love it. I just picture the people out there who get to listen to the broadcast, and I just want to so do my best to get you excited about God and excited about His Word and to help you overcome some of the things in this world. You know, maybe some of the things that God's brought me through, I can pass that on and help you. That's what I just endeavor to do, and to get you into your Bibles. Well, we're in the book of James, and I hope you've been going to the website to register for the class on the book of James, 3 Monday nights, September 10, 17, 24, free registration, meeting right here in Metairie, all denominations, men and women. And I do need you to register because I'll provide notes for you, and we provide coffee, and I just need to know how much to be adequately prepared. $2 donation for the room, and we take an offering for the ministry. But I hope you've been loving this week as the teachings, as I've been teaching on the book of James and counting it all joy whenever you fall headlong into these trials of temptations, because you know something as a result. You know it's producing something called endurance. And I gave you two strong bullets of why we need endurance. You can always get these on my website. Go to the radio menu page and upload them. But, you know, trials will do something, brothers and sisters. Trials do two things. They'll show you what you know, and trials will show you what you don't know. Trials come. They'll locate you. They'll show you what you know, and they'll show you what you don't know. Well, James continues, and he says, you know what? What if you need wisdom in a trial? Anyone out there ever need wisdom in a trial? Anyone going through something, and you say, man, I don't know what to do. Well, look at James 1:5. You know what? I can tell right now this is going to be a word for someone. And you're going to go, duh, why didn't I think of that? I don't know, I do this too. But look how simple and beautiful this is. If anyone out there lacks wisdom, ask of God. Isn't this true? Sometimes we go through something and we really try to handle it through our own resources. Or we call Betty Bop, or we call Timmy Tom, or Jimmy June, you know, whoever we call. Instead of going to God first. Sorry about the jokes, but you know what? I mean, I'm trying because I believe in Christian counseling. Are you kidding me? I believe in getting sound counsel. That's even biblical. But first and foremost, please go to God. James 1:5, if you lack wisdom in that trial, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. I love this. And without reproach. And it will be given to him. You know what I love about that? Sometimes you can feel kind of like, I don't know, you ever get embarrassed that you need wisdom on something? You ever think in your own head like, God, I bet everyone knows this but me. And here's the beautiful thing I love about going to God. James says, if you need wisdom, ask God. He's going to give it to you liberally and without reproach. That means he's not going to say, what are you doing? What are you asking me that for? You should know that. You know better. I just love knowing that I can say, God, I'm a little embarrassed about having to ask for this, but can you help me with that? When it might be as simple as, you know, straight in front of you. But God will give it liberally and without reproach. He's not going to make you feel stupid for asking for it. I love this. Think about Solomon, the wisest man on the earth. How did he get wisdom? He asked for it, didn't he? Look at 2 Chronicles 1:7, 8, and 10. At the beginning of Solomon's reign, God told Solomon to ask something of him. Solomon asks for wisdom and the knowledge to properly rule God's people. Before I start going into definitions, which I'll get to next week, of wisdom, how about you today, my brothers and sisters? Come on this Friday, you know, do you need wisdom? Be like Solomon. He asked for it. He had something daunting facing him. And you know what? God says, what do you need, Solomon? Solomon said, I need wisdom, God. I need knowledge to rule these people. Maybe you need knowledge to rule something. Maybe you need wisdom to face something. Please today, even right now at the hearing of my voice, go to God. Say, God, I need help on this. Will you give me the wisdom? He'll give it to you liberally and without reproach. Thank you for joining me all week. I can't wait to talk to you next week, and sign up for the class. Go to the website, AnnaDonnieMinistries.com, and thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donnie. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.